How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot's Store More, Save More event, get an HDX 4-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th, in-store and online while supplies last.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Popular music. 33 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
Hall & Oates, Say It Isn't So. The number one song this week. 33 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Under 3 minutes to go, opening half down in Indiana. The Pacers' lead over the Bulls right now is 8 at 52-44. A terrible first quarter for the Bulls. They were down by as many as 14. They had 7 turnovers, porous defense. They have climbed to within 4 here in the second quarter, but now the margin is 8 with a timeout. Indiana leads at 52-44. Earlier today, there was a report from ESPN that Fred Hoiberg is on the hot seat if the Bulls do not start playing better. Meanwhile, L.A. Clipper guard Chris Paul, he will not play tonight against Houston. He's got a hamstring pull. Hockey later this evening. The Blackhawks on the road. They're at it again, this time in Carolina. Scott Darling will be in goal. The Hawks play at St. Louis on Monday. That's the outdoor game at Busch Stadium. Meanwhile, the weather could be a problem that day. The forecast is for near 60 degrees with possible thunderstorms. And tomorrow night, a really great game in the NHL. Columbus at Minnesota, both teams on long winning streaks. Columbus has won 14 in a row. Minnesota has won its last 12. College football, one final from this afternoon in bowl action. The Liberty Bowl going to Georgia, 31-23 over TCU. Couple of games in progress in the third quarter in the Sun Bowl. Stanford leading North Carolina 16-10. And late second quarter in the Music City Bowl, Tennessee in front of Nebraska 14-7. Michigan and Florida State tonight in the Orange Bowl. And CBS's Bruce Feldman is reporting that Notre Dame will be hiring Chip Long to be its new offensive coordinator coming over from Memphis. Pro football, the Bears are listing Leonard Floyd as doubtful for Sunday's game at Minnesota, Pernell McPhee as questionable. Meanwhile, the Vikings have already ruled out running back Adrian Peterson. He will not play in that game. And Indianapolis linebacker Robert Mathis, he's retiring after 14 years in the NFL. And Seattle and defensive end Michael Bennett have agreed on a 3-year extension. Ring in 2017 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Enjoy a premium bar package, free party favors, free buffet, a champagne toast at midnight, DJ music all night long, and no cover. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ian Dental Implants. Choose Ian Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Events and Adventures. Single this new year? Visit eventsandadventures.com. Dan Bernstein with you on the Scores Afternoon Show today. We've got a couple hours left before I turn it over to Hub Arkish from 6 to 10. So I'll be off the Monday and Tuesday, coming back Wednesday of next week, taking a little bit of time. The family's going to do a staycation in Chicago, which is one of the perks of having a wife who's a wedding planner that can get you a discounted hotel room and pretend to be tourists in the city. So we'll do that because it's easier, and why not? Got some people weighing in on some stuff we've been talking about, some of the big things, little things too. 312-644-6767. Now a good time to jump on if you have a thought on anything that we've discussed. I mentioned before some of the new laws that are going into effect, and we were having fun with some of these. The idea that after January 1st in Illinois, grocery stores will be allowed to consolidate eggs in cartons, that before you weren't allowed to do that, that if an egg was broken, the entire thing had to be thrown out, the entire carton. So that's different. We also said that catfish are included on the list of fish that can be killed by pitchfork, spear gun, or bow and arrow. So all the catfish listening, oh, man. And this, I found this odd. It says student musicians in grades 6 through 12 can now be excused from school to play taps at military funerals. And I really wasn't aware that there was a pressing need. However, as it turns out, there apparently is a pressing need for buglers to play taps. This, according to a texter, he said that there are too many veterans dying and not enough military buglers. He said for a while that if somebody show up in dress uniform with a fake bugle that would, quote unquote, play a canned rendition of Taps. That's ridiculous. I mean, so you a school kid now, a high school kid or a junior high kid now is allowed, if needed, if pressed into action, if needed, can come out and actually play taps at a military funeral, because that's how far down we are on the buglers list.
For your Wednesday show, I've already booked the director of amateur scouting of Taps players in junior highs
get a good look at it, because because the new metrics, you know, it's hard because there's so many of those musical scouts that are losing their jobs to computers. You have to actually make them understand that it all works together.
I just don't believe them. I don't believe in Taps metrics, advanced Taps metrics.
You trust your eyes and ears on that?
Yeah, I'm old school in terms of that.
And I also had brought up that you have just a couple of days now to make your in-kind donations to try to save money on your tax return. So you should go through your... Now, this is an actual bugler. This is not a sixth grader, I don't believe.
No, we have a sixth grader. His name is Michael. It's right behind me.
Okay. If you have not been through your kids' stuff in a year, go through the closet, get the clothes out, donate the clothes, because it's a significant tax savings. And Nancy sent this in, who said, while you're working on the clothes, turn all of the hanger hooks backwards. And then as you wear clothes, turn the hooks back the right way. At the end of the year, all of the hangers still backwards are the clothes that have not been worn. Get rid of them. I don't have the discipline for that. I don't. That's a great idea, but that's for somebody way more inherently disciplined at such things than I am. But that's actually kind of brilliant. In Elgin, it is Frank. Frank is on the Score.
Yeah, hi. What's happening with this team is a joke.
What team? Which
with
team?
With the Bulls.
Okay.
It's a disgrace. Fred Hoiberg may not be able to coach a damn in this league, okay? But the fact that this is still a storyline, that we're going to blame the coach, how many more coaches are we going to blame here? It's a joke. John Paxson has been here 14 years. The guy has nothing to put on the walls. He's won nothing. He's a physical assault on his record. It's a disgrace. He's a disgrace in his executive. Gar Foreman.
You really like the Bulls.
He's a genetic mistake. Gar Foreman sucks. okay? And it's just a disgrace. If anybody wants the Bulls to be good again, guess what? Don't go to those games. Those games, all they do is they cheat the fans, the scam organization. It's disgusting what happens. And I hold the media.
Frank, you're taking this awfully seriously.
I'm not taking it seriously because, you know what, Dan? For years and years, you defended John Paxson, and now you've nothing to say about it because he's a bum and a disgrace.
Well, John Paxson isn't the general manager now.
Right. He's the vice president of basketball operations.
Correct.
He has nothing to do with basketball operations, right? He's just a top guy in basketball operations. That's all he is.
He abdicated the position. Gar Forman has been in charge of some very, very unsuccessful drafts.
Whose name is on top of Gar Forman? It's John Paxson. So don't tell me.
Yeah, but he's not in charge of the recent drafts that have been bad.
You're telling me that John Paxson didn't give his thumbs up approval for Fred Hoiberg. You're telling me John Paxson didn't.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the Fred
Tom Thibodeau.
Well, wait a second. You didn't want them to fire Tom Thibodeau.
Let me ask you something.
No, answer the question. Why not?
Excuse me for not wanting to fire the second winningest coach in franchise
history. Frank, dial it down.
Let's have a conversation.
Okay, but just dial it down.
Okay,
There's no reason to be a lunatic here.
I'm not the one that's a lunatic. You're the one that's a lunatic that completely murders Tom Thibodeau's. You kill Tom Thibodeau's character for years and years.
I told you exactly. All right, Frank. I'm not gonna do this. This is silly.
Because you're losing the argument.
I'm not even arguing. Frank. Relax. It's not disgusting. It's not a disgrace. It's a basketball team. It's my turn now. It's a basketball team that still has LeBron James in front of it. It is a basketball team that is not going to win a championship until it has one or more of the very best players in the NBA. That's what NBA basketball is giving yourself opportunities to find the very best players. You need Hall of Fame players. You don't win a championship without having one of the greatest players ever on your team. And there are only certain ways to do that. There are only certain ways to get those guys. And if you have a magical way of doing that, then I can tell you when the Bulls are going to win a championship. I won't defend Gar Forman's drafting. I will defend the firing of Tom Thibodeau because of what I know happened with that team and what I know happened and what I have been told by people within the organization for a long, long time. And Tom Thibodeau was not standing in the way of this Bulls team winning an NBA championship. If you have a way of getting a great, great player to this team that can lead them to a title, I'd like to know what that method would be because I'd be open to it.
Am I still on the air right now?
Yeah, what would be your path to getting a Hall of Fame player on this team?
Well, I certainly will tell you, Dan, that after 14 years, of John Paxson.
That's not my question. That's not my question. My question is, you running the team right now. You're running the team. How do you right now, if they say, look, we are naming Frank. We're putting Frank from Elgin in charge of the Bulls. How are you getting one of the next great players to lead you to a championship?
I'll explain to you right now. I'm going to get the right people involved.
No. Frank? Okay, you see, you can't answer a simple question because that's the truth of the NBA. And I know you like to just call in and fight, and it makes you feel good because other people in your life probably don't listen to you. That's okay. It happens to everybody. But the reality of the NBA is, unless you have that guy or more than one. If you don't have LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, if you don't have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, if you don't have Tim Duncan and Tony Parker, it's not happening for you. And unfortunately, you know, Jimmy Butler is a hell of a draft pick, man. Jimmy Butler is a hell of a find. It is a hell of a developmental job by their guys. But where they've been drafting, champions don't come from those draft slots. And I don't think it's a disgrace. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's too bad that the Bulls are where they are. And I think it would be very unfair for them to fire Fred Hoiberg after hiring him and giving them this. But no one can defend what Gar Forman has been doing. And it's the guy who, if you were listening to the show on the trade deadline, We were ripping him a new one for the stuff he was telling David Schuster about what he believed in this core and how none of it made sense. And all of his explanations were garbage. And it was obvious. But you can't just create all-time great players. That's how you win championships. That's the only way you win championships, is by having someone on your team or more than one person on your team who is a basketball Hall of Famer. If you've got some secret recipe to finding those guys again, I'd be happy to hear it. I'm all ears. 312-644-6767. Dan Bernstein with you. And we've got a couple of these. Let's do one right now, as I've mentioned it, because I don't want to forget. I don't want to get to the end of the show and then forget to do this. But we have an opportunity for you and a guest to attend. These are tickets for you to attend the party for Terry Bors's last broadcast, the farewell party in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage on January 25th. There's going to be a champagne toast. There's going to be past and present score hosts and more. And all you have to be right now is caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. 312-591-6700, caller 6. The 708 texter has a question. It says, what was the last NBA team to win a championship without Hall of Fame talent? Well, the one that we often point to would be the Pistons team that was unique in that it had a really, really good player at every single position. And that's hard to do. But it does. You look at NBA champions.
And Ben Wallace is up.
They have Hall of Famers. And you're right. Ben Wallace is eligible. I don't think he's going to. But that shows you that if you can catch lightning in a bottle, fine. But that, I don't think that's a way you can reasonably, in the salary cap era, plan to build a team by saying, look, we are going to find a way to end up with a guy at every single position who's top 7 in the NBA. It doesn't happen. The way you win titles is you get a great player who you win because of, and you give him the ball every time, and he scores most of the time, and he guards the other team's best player. That's all. So this 815 says, Thibodeau getting fired was a disgrace. No, it wasn't. It was time. He had a great run. He had 5 years. He had a long, long, long run. And it was time. He wasn't standing in the way of them winning a title. He absolutely maxed out everything they had. He maxed out everything. But it wasn't enough. They tried as hard as they could, and then eventually it was enough, and they quit. They quit on him because they didn't want to hear it anymore. They held practices on their own because they didn't want to deal with him anymore. That's a toxic environment and one that needed to end. 608 goes back to the Jack Sigma Sonics. I'd have to look at that roster, but there was, if we're back to 70, is that 79? There might have been 79 after that. Was that after the Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, Washington Bullets won it? I'd have to look it over, but there was probably somebody on that roster, maybe eventually made the Hall of Fame, but it's still the exceptions. If you're able to pick out that exception, you're aware of the actual NBA truth that this isn't hard. You know, they have the whole Derrick Rose thing, like Steve Ashburner mentioned. They end up with the unlikely opportunity to get Derrick Rose. There you go. You get a top overall pick. You find a great player. You ride it as far as it goes. And then the great player falls apart. And then you're done. And you're in NBA hell. And it's not a matter of your try-hard coach or your player's coach or this 17th pick or this 15th pick. There's no way around it. Here's our idiot text of the day. Dallas didn't have Hall of Famers. Oh, okay.
That Dirk guy?
Yeah, that Dirk Nowitzki guy, the best big man shooter in the history of the game.
Since Nico Mirotic.
No, come on. Come on. Was it Jason Kidd on that Dallas team?
Yeah, Tony was yelling from the background.
I was going to say, you had one of the best point guards of all time, and you had the best big man shooter of all time. And you, we were looking at Jason Terry's numbers, one of the most prolific three-point shooters of all time.
Best headband wearer in the game.
When he was still at or near the peak of his powers. That did dumb. I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got Dan Durkin at 440 talking football. Back to baseball, this time of the Cubs variety. Shiraz Rehman will join us just after 5 o'clock. He is the Cubs assistant general manager, almost a general manager in his own right. Had a couple of opportunities, but maybe we'll ask him why he's still here in Chicago when they already got their damn World Series. You got WSCR, The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. There are a lot of you out there who don't understand the meaningfulness of the ancillary bowl game. You think the only meaningful football games are ones that are going to decide a championship. But what's the truth? Bowl games do have a ton of meaning. Case in point, Oklahoma State's 38-8 win over Colorado. Instead of ending their season on yet another loss, they end up drubbing a former conference foe. They also got a chance to spend a week in San Antonio, where they recruit most of their talent. And they were the only nationally televised football game at the time. Now think back to last year's college football playoff. Michigan State beat Ohio State on the road with a backup quarterback, won the Big Ten championship, and then was blown out in the national semifinals. Now look at Oklahoma State, who lost their last regular season game and won their bowl game, and think of how happy their fans are today. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot Store More, Save More event, get an HDX four-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit, because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious, and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel, one life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me this week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002.
This week in music history.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson had his first interview since news of the allegations of sexual abuse with a young boy broke. This week in 2006, Brandy was involved in a car crash that left one woman dead. Tonight! And that same week in 2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73 after being diagnosed with severe pneumonia.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 3 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
Hall & Oates, Say It Isn't So.
The number one song this week.
3 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.425 here on WSCR The Score. Dan Bernstein with you. And we've got a note from Rudy about the story of the day regarding the rumors that have been reported that Fred Hoiberg is on the hot seat. Said, I don't care if the Bulls fire Fred Ventura. It doesn't really matter. But who in the hell are you going to hire? Paxson coming down to coach this team would at least make it somewhat interesting. You go deal with Jimmy. Have fun with Rondo. Either way, it's a first round out. But damn, that would be entertaining. Yeah, I had urged that before. And I always thought that John would be a good coach. He disagrees, though, because he doesn't think he could handle it. And maybe in his age, he doesn't really want the stress at this point. But he was a terrific assistant coach and always really aware and always as you heard it as a broadcaster for a brief time, you heard him breaking down games like a coach as good as anything that you heard from Doug Collins or Steve Kerr. It was really an underappreciated broadcaster. And I mean, in games, the radio stuff he did in games was just phenomenal, not just as an analyst, you know, pre and post and stuff that he did even on these airwaves in retirement when he was real good. I don't think he wants to. Wasn't he asked to, didn't Jordan ask him to coach the Wizards at one point? I think he did. I think he was on his list and he considered at the time. But as from a fan's perspective, I couldn't agree more. I'd love to see it. It would remind me too much of Doug because were he to coach and living and dying with every basket and he would age 20 years. Between now and the end of the season, he's already has had enough stress on him, but he's never been great, I guess, at dealing with some of the stress of the job. It would be an awesome story, and it would certainly be fun. But I don't know what the plan is. I wish I could tell you that any of this they get rid of Hoiberg and have an idea of what the next step was supposed to be, or it doesn't make a difference. Like, listen to what Ashburner just said. You could have your get the most out of every possession, try hard veteran type coach and just coaching really hard and coaching the hell out of everybody. Okay, so you get a few more wins and then whatever, and then there's LeBron. You could get your players type coach like Fred Hoiberg that maybe gets guys to do what they do because they like him, or again, they're not necessarily because they're afraid of him, and you maybe win a couple more games and there's LeBron. Greg Popovich could coach this team. And everybody could be in the right place at the right time for the right reasons. They could be fully actualized men and human beings. And then there's LeBron. And the problem is that once LeBron is not able to beat you in a series just because he's there, Giannis is going to be there. Giannis is very, very good at basketball. And he's getting better. And he might still be growing. And he's going to be an absolute holy terror because he is the level of player that I was talking about when I was asking the caller, where do you find those guys? Where do you find the guys that you win championships due to their presence? And you apparently find them in Greece and you draft them and you know you've drafted them and you say, just this kid has absolutely no idea what he's doing at the moment, but just watch and wait. And all of a sudden you are going to realize that this guy who's 7 feet tall and playing point guard in his second year and then is playing any position on the floor and guarding any position on the floor and starting to get better at shooting, that's going to be a guy because he's on your roster. You're all of a sudden in championship conversations. That's not Doug McDermott. That's not Bobby Portis. That's not Denzel Valentine.
Did you hear Giannis tell that story about him missing a bus or missing a car to go to practice and sprinting from his apartment to practice and just some fan picking him up on the way to take him to practice?
No.
He's like 20 minutes from the facility and he had to sprint from his apartment to the facility. I'll try to find the audio somewhere. It's a good story.
It reminds me of an old minor league Ivan Calderon story. But he was sprinting to the game, not because he missed something. Oh, I probably shouldn't tell the story.
Do you have any Jose Calderon stories?
I do not. From the point guard, the veteran point guard that always... Is he still in the league? I think he is still in the league. And
he's the starting point guard for the Lakers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So with Russell still out, he's the starting point guard. Oy. I'm glad I don't stay up late enough. I'm glad that all I need to see is in my Twitter timeline the next morning the Larry Nance Jr. dunks that are available when he's healthy.
So you didn't see Lakers-Dallas last night?
I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It is 4:30. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. The Bulls are in the third quarter down in Indiana. They're down by a dozen at the moment, 71-59. And Fred Hoiberg, who earlier today, it was reported by ESPN, is on the hot seat if the Bulls don't do better. Well, he made a coaching change at intermission. He benched Rajon Rondo, and for good reason. No points, one assist, minus 20 in the opening half. Michael Carter-Williams does start the second half for the Bulls. Meanwhile, in hockey, the Blackhawks on the road at Carolina this evening, and Brian Campbell, who had his consecutive game streak snapped last night, he will be in the lineup. Scott Darling will start in goal for the Hawks. College football, one final from this afternoon in bowl action. The Liberty Bowl going to Georgia, 31-23 over TCU. Meanwhile, in the fourth quarter, about 10 minutes left, Stanford leading the Sun Bowl, 22-17 over North Carolina. The Music City Bowl is at the half, with Tennessee leading Nebraska, 21-7, and the Arizona Bowl is set to go, South Alabama and Air Force, and it's the Orange Bowl later this evening, Michigan and Florida State. College basketball, they're in the first half, Valparaiso leading UIC, 20-17, Chicago State and Central Michigan, they are set to go, and coming up at the top of the hour, Northwestern, which has won its last 10 games, they will be on the road at Michigan State. And in pro football, the Bears today listing Leonard Floyd is doubtful with his concussion and Pernell McPhee questionable with that bad shoulder. That game coming up Sunday against Minnesota, the Vikings, by the way, already ruling out Adrian Peterson from that game. Join Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. That's tonight from 6 to 10 at McHugh's Bar and Grill in Bolingbrook. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bear tickets, and watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. He'll be on from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite, it's Miller time. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's 4:33. Dan Bernstein here until 6. Then Hub Arkish takes over from 6 to 10. You'll get a full dose of Hub. The 773 says, tell that story. All right, fine. I guess he's long dead. Nobody cares. It says this. I ran into a former minor league manager who's in the Seattle system for a long time, and he was Ivan Calderon's short A manager. I think it was in Bellingham, Washington. And apparently, as he explained it, from the top of their stadium, you can pretty much see the entire town. These are small Northwest towns. And I guess Ivan was late for BP before the game. There's a time they give him to be there, and they're all just kids. And he said that somebody in the press box, they're like, where's Ivan? Where is he? Is somebody in the press box said, there he is. And they literally saw him leaving an apartment building like a few hundred yards away. I mean, these are Bellingham, Washington. It's a tiny little town, tiny little downtown around the ballpark. It's like the highest point in the city at the time was at the ballpark. So they see him leaving, and he's got only his underpants on. He's got no shirt. He's got, and oh, he said he had penny loafers or something. He had like dress shoes and no shirt, and he was only wearing underpants, and he was on a dead sprint to the ballpark, just racing to get to the ballpark. It wasn't his apartment. He had fallen asleep somewhere. He was enjoying his morning and afternoon, and the time apparently got away from him, and all of a sudden he realized, wait, I'm supposed to be at the ballpark, and everybody gathered to watch the running of the Ivan, and apparently there was some derisive applause as he finally arrived through the gauntlet of teammates into the clubhouse. But that's one of the, if we actually had people who knew the late great Ivan Calderon calling him with it, you could fill show after show. He's a little bit like Juan Uribe.
I was just gonna say you could swap out Ivan Calderon stories with Joe Colley's Juan Uribe stories.
There's a little bit. Oh God, the off air. I mean, he's pretty good about relating them on the air, but my God, the Uribe stuff is just keeps giving. The 815 is mad at me. Porzingis will be better than your little man crush. It's not really my man crush. Just Giannis Antetokounmpo is a really good player. I'm just letting you know what scouts say about him and what people around the league say about him. It's not necessarily just because you think a player is good, and it doesn't mean I don't think Porzingis will be good. I do. I think Porzingis is really good. But I don't know. I don't think he's going to be better than that. I don't know that there's, other than long range shooting at the moment, and Giannis is getting better at that too. But other than that, I'm not sure there's a single thing that I'd rather have Porzingis doing for me at this point. When you've got that guy literally playing point guard at 7 feet tall, I mean he is a different kind of animal, man. Dan Durkin has football thoughts for us coming up next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Home of the Tucson and Santa Fe.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot, and it's the perfect time to get a handle on clutter. Get an HDX 27-gallon storage tote, a special buy, at just $8.97. You'll save $3. Tough, stackable, and they hold up to 750 pounds. Put clutter in its place and keep money in your pocket. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, We ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I think, you know, they've lived it just like I have. I think they're well aware. But, you know, like I said, you know, when you play a division game, you know, pretty much records go out the window, and it happens to be at their place, and we haven't won on the road all year.
Oh, I'm so sick of hearing some of this stuff from him. It just... Oh, boy. And they're going to have him sitting next to Ryan Pace for absolutely no reason, serving no purpose whatsoever other than to actively try to defuse responsibility for a miserable season and a failed turnaround. Hey, with that, joining us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline, is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man, is Dan Durkin of The Athletic. And elsewhere, he is at DJ Durkin and with us on Sports Radio 670. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Okay, so this time of year, when you've been an X's and O's guy, and you know that there is a certain segment of the fandom that just wants to know why this is happening and what's happening and this matchup and that matchup, and then you see that there's like 30,000 no-shows and the team is just sort of dribbling into its last game here, how do you figure out what people want to know about this game or this team?
Yeah, I think right now what I've noticed is big picture. People want to know what the fallout is going to be for this. I completely agree with your assessment of the season just in terms of a complete disappointment. This is their third straight season with double-digit losses. This is their third straight season with a fourth-place finish in the NFC North. So I think people are really trying to figure out, look, it's fair to say that this thing is not pointed in the right direction. Everything shows that. I think what's going to happen this coming week is they're probably going to fall on the, oh, this year would have been better if we didn't have so many injuries. We're going to give it a go one more year, you know, a couple tweaks here and there. We're going to get this thing going. Because Fox said something last week. He said, like, we're closer than people think. And I'm like, closer to what? Like,
right.
A 7-win season? Like, what are you actually closer to? Because, I mean, everything shows that this team is just very talent poor at very critical positions.
Did anybody ask him that? I mean, people are standing right there. I mean, right. The follow-up would be closer to what than who thinks.
Exactly. I was in the locker room when that was going on at that point in time. I don't know, talking like Kwiatkowski or somebody. But, yeah, I only read that in the transcript afterwards, and I saw it when I got home. I had recorded it as well. And, I mean, that just struck me. I'd already started writing what I was going to write for the night, and I saw that. And I'm just like, wow, that's just so not connected with what I see. I mean, it's a very tone-deaf statement, and I understand that the question was more along the lines of, like, how can you kind of, like, provide, like, a little bit of hope or, like, you know, if you go back and actually, like, look at the context of the question that was asked.
Okay.
But still, I mean, this thing's really – it's just not going in the right direction. And then Ryan Pace was on with Joniak before Sunday's game against the Redskins, and he said something about, like, you know, he's said that there's going to be promise, like that fans should stick with them, and he can't wait until they're just, you know, ripping off wins and, you know, playoff after playoff. And I'm just like, you are so far removed from that at this point in time. I really just don't see it. And then he said in the same breath, there are no quick fixes in the league. So it's like, this thing's not going to get turned around. Exactly. I don't get it. I'm not quite sure that this messaging is on point, because you're getting different messages from different people.
Well, now the Bears actually have a one more game to play, and I don't know if you have any unanswered questions. Do you have anything on your list about a single personnel issue to say, hey, you know, with nothing left to prove and nothing to lose, why not show me this?
Yeah, I think that, you know, what I want to see is a little bit more from Nick Kwiatkowski, the guy who I think that is probably going to have to play a more prominent role at the beginning of next year just because of the injury to Danny Trevathan. He's a guy who I think has shown pretty well. Obviously, he didn't have a good performance a couple weeks ago when they got gashed against the Packers, but he's a guy who's shown instincts both against the run and in pass. So I think that's really just looking for those young building blocks that Ryan Pace has been so you know, quick to point out it every time he's got a microphone in front of him and talking about, you know, stringing together successful drafts, you know, who are the young cornerstones and playmakers. This team lacks them, but I think that this particular draft class, with a couple exceptions, I think is pretty good. I mean, I think that you can say Leonard Floyd, yeah, he needs to get bigger. He needs to develop a counter move. He needs to definitely get stronger in his upper body, but he has the twitch off the ball that you can't teach. He has an unteachable and uncoachable quickness off the snap and get off speed that's going to allow him to just terrorize slower offensive tackles for years. Now, if he can hone his craft a little bit, you hit on a speed rusher. I think they need another speed rusher. I think that this team clearly has one of the, if not the most, talent poor secondaries in the NFL.
Yeah, I was just going to say they're bad all over the place.
Oh, everywhere. I mean, when I went back and I did like an assessment, I ranked like the worst to best position groups in safety and cornerback were my worst and second worst. I mean, you look at it, it's just they're so bad at that position, and they were bad coming into the season, and that was me assuming a top three of Tracy Porter, Kyle Fuller, and Bryce Callahan. You know, they've all had sundry injuries from there, but I mean, you've seen nothing out of Kyle Fuller. I think that this franchise and this regime has probably turned a page on him. I know that people keep thinking, I get this on Twitter all the time, convert him, move him to free safety. That's not going to fix what his deficiencies are. I understand that people are thinking, oh, he's better when he plays off and the plays in front of him. He's not physical, he's not very strong, and he's not a striker at the collision point. And that's what you look for in that position, is a ball hawk who's going to see where the flight of the ball is, where he needs to get off his landmark, and then create a huge collision or take the ball away. That's just not him. So I think that this team needs at least two cornerbacks. They need two starting safeties. So, I mean, you're talking about a complete and utter revamp of the defensive backfield. But I think they got it right this offseason with the front seven. I think Jarrell Freeman, obviously a really nice addition. Akeem Hicks is a fantastic addition. Didn't quite get what they expected out of Jonathan Bullard, so I think that they could use another five technique. But I think that front seven's been fixed. They need to go fix the defensive backfield and then figure out the quarterback position on offense and get a couple more position players as far as tight end and wide receiver is concerned.
Yeah, you just sort of slid by the Jonathan Bullard thing, But that really sucks that a guy who played in the preseason at times enough to say, okay, there's some get off, there's some pad level, there's somebody who looks like he's going to play. And then they're challenging like work ethic stuff. You start to, when you speak John Fox about why a guy is inactive and all, the guy got to show us he wants to play. I mean, that's really alarming to think about the reasons why he backslid.
No, I completely agree. And the other thing is, it's effort on the field too. Like when you actually zero in and watch him on plays, I mean, if the play is away from him or if he's just kind of stalled in his rush lane, he kind of gives up. His feet stop. So, I mean, there's a motor issue as well, which is completely opposite. When you go back and look at his game from Florida, he was just so active and so fast off the ball and counter moves and spins and very disruptive. He was such a good run defender. I mean, I think teams are targeting him in the run game. And I mean, you really see nothing in terms of pass rush. So for a third round pick to really not materialize that way, that's a concern. So I think that's now becoming, you know, Mitch Unrein is another like try hard guy.
He's a guy. He's maybe a depth guy.
Completely. He should be a guy that's fighting for a roster spot on your 53 when you break camp. He shouldn't be a guy who's in your rotation. So I think that the five technique position is definitely going to be something that they need to address. And now if they were to lose on Sunday and stick in that top three position, top three draft spot, Jonathan Allen of Alabama is a guy I would take in a heartbeat on my defense. I mean, he's a guy who had like a mid first round grade on last year. He bet on himself and he won. So if you assume one of the quarterback goes in the top, one or two, and then Myles Garrett goes in one of the top two, now all of a sudden you're talking about a guy named Jonathan Allen potentially being there for the Bears. That'd be a really nice addition to that front. So I think that he's a guy I'd keep my eye on as the final four starts and people start scouting guys in bowl games. But, and then on the offensive side, you have a decision to make with Alshon Jeffrey. I wrote about that today. To me, there's really only two ways that this team can approach that. You either get him now to agree to a contract because he didn't have a very strong year. Maybe you can get him at a discount. Maybe you can get him for only $30 million guaranteed because he's only played, this Sunday will be his 21st start over the last 2 years. Is he productive when he plays? Sure. But that's the lever you pull at the negotiating table is, look, you're just not available. You're not available enough for us, and we're not going to give you Dez Bryant money. We're not going to give you Julio Jones money. We're going to give you maybe T.Y. Hilton money at 80% of what he got on the dollar. So I think that there's a potential for them to go at him now with money. Otherwise, if they don't, tag him and try and trade him, because you can't let one of the few assets you've actually hit on the draft just walk away from this organization for no compensation.
And they've got to solve the quarterback position that we're not even talking about. Out of the corner of my eye here, I've been watching Mitch Trubisky for much of the day, just trying to get him scouted against a decent team, and keeps his feet moving, keeps his eyes downfield, spins the ball okay, drives the ball a little bit. So far, you can squint and see an NFL-type quarterback there to be developed, but I was laughing. My moment of the weekend was being in the car during the third and fourth quarter on Sunday and through all of the Matt Barkley interceptions. And there's a pause, and it sounded bad because the broadcast is quiet because there's no fans there. And there's the play-by-play guy and color guy are talking in a conversational tone. And Joniak's doing his job, and he's got to sell the product a little bit. But he says, so, Tom Thayer, is there anything you've seen from Matt Barkley today, this performance that changes the way you think about him as a quarterback going forward? And there's this long pause. and Thayer says, well, yeah. It's like, obviously, you watch this out. Did you see some of these decisions and see some of these throws today? And it really was, I mean, you think, oh, no, you can't do some stuff like that, young man.
Yeah, I was, kind of just like walking around as we were waiting outside the locker room, talking with some of the other beat guys, just asking him, like, which one was the worst of the five? I mean, they were all so bad. I mean, it was just really, like the one to Bellamy just should never have been thrown. But then you have the one where he's getting sacked and he just kind of throws a lollipop over the middle of the field. The one where he sails at the Alshon. Mm-hmm. There was decision-making issues. There were arm strength issues. There were timing issues. There were just not seeing the coverage issues. So, I mean, he pretty much hit a grand slam when you talk about, every possible way an interception goes down on the quarterback. He had all of them. So it was really really tough to see that. Now, what he's done is he's extended his NFL useful life. He's a guy who's shown to teams that, hey, you should invite me into your training camp because you could do worse at your number two quarterback position. So I think that that's the potential positive with Matt Barkley. It's nice to see them be able to get him up to speed where he looks capable at times. He makes up for a deficient arm strength with some anticipation. That throw that he had to Cam Meredith was just gorgeous on that corner out there, and that scissors combination in the corner. Cam came open. The ball was already out of his hands. I mean, just perfect placement, perfect velocity. I mean, those are the throws that you're like, oh, okay, here's a guy who can win and pinch, you know, if we had to start him for a couple games. But in terms of, you know, NFL development, you need to get an early pick in here and really try and work on it. I do like Mitch Trubisky. I do like DeShone Kizer. I do like Pat Mahomes, but I think that this is a bad year to have a quarterback problem.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. Yep. We appreciate the honesty, as always, and your contributions throughout the year. The next stop is going to be Wednesday, and it's going to be Ryan Pace. And I don't know if you questioned it as well. We just got a couple seconds here, but I don't like the fact that John Fox is going to be part of that press conference. There's no need to have him there. We have heard enough from him. This should be Ryan Pace's day.
Yeah, I completely agree, because, I mean, all this does is it basically just divides the time in two, and you really should be hearing from one person. I think that there's one person that has not made himself available enough publicly. This is only the second time he's going to be speaking to us since July 30th, so I completely agree with you that this is a chance to diffuse and to take questions that John Fox shouldn't take, so a little upsetting to see that, but hey, you know, stranger things have happened. I hearken back to, you know, sitting in the press box and seeing George McCaskey pumping his fist in Minnesota a couple years ago with Phil Emery not even looking at the field, like just like furiously writing in his notebook the entire game, and Phil was out of a job the next day. So I mean, things change very quickly in this league, so who knows what happens after tomorrow.
Have a good new year, Dan. Thank you
so much, Dan.
That is Dan Durkin of The Athletic, longtime contributor to Sports Radio 670. Next up, we'll talk Cubs with their assistant general manager, Shiraz Raymond. So keep it here. Dan Bernstein with you on The Score.
25 years of Terry Moore.
Phil Band.
Terry's final show on The Score.
Just tired of you, dumbass.
Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1. Do not miss this historic Score special.
Hello, fitness friend.
Live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, featuring a list of incredible special guests. Want to be there in person? You can win tickets to this private show. So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I can't trust anybody but me to do it.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
That segment with Dan Durkin is brought to you by Ghostbed. Supernatural sleep, comfort, delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Most popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number three.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number two.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. And the number one song this week, 38 years ago in 1978, Chic, La Freak.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Chan.